What about smoking status in terms of altering your algorithm for approaching therapy? First, in terms of the pure non-smoker, and also maybe the, I guess you'd call it, oligosmoker, who's had very little exposure maybe in the past. Do you approach those patients any differently?
I think the only different approach we take for someone in the metastatic setting, or even in the locally advanced setting, is if they fit the phenotypic criteria of an Asian female non-smoker adenocarcinoma. We don't necessarily do it each time, but we definitely consider treating them with a TKI such as Tarceva. And just because of all of the reports that this favorable subgroup of patients seem to have high response rates to these drugs. When you think about a neoadjuvant approach, if you had that patient, a female Asian non-smoker with adenocarcinoma, and your only goal in a neoadjuvant approach is to shrink the tumor, would you use chemotherapy? Would you use a biologic like Tarceva, or would you use them combined? It's a very open debate right now. And again, we're not talking survival here. We're just talking about trying to downstage the tumor. Maybe you would want to use something like Tarceva. It's a very open-ended question at this point.
And how much do we know about the difference between a non-smoker and, you know, sort of an oligosmoker?
Not much. And the reason is, and I get a little pessimistic when I see this data being presented, is because we don't keep very good smoking histories on patients. When we conduct chemo prevention trials, there are at least 10 questions on smoking. How many packs did you smoke? When did you start? When did you stop? Did you smoke 2 packs a year at some point versus 1 pack a day? These are the different aspects we try to measure. Do your parents smoke? Did you grow up in a household with smoke? Do you work in a factory? Does your spouse smoke? Nobody asks any of these questions. And clearly, if your parents smoked when you were growing up, you were in a car with smoke many times, that has to constitute some sort of exposure.